Isaiah, chapter 5. Let me sing for my well-beloved a song of my beloved concerning his vineyard. My well-beloved had a vineyard in a very fruitful hill. And he dug it, and gathered out its stones, and planted it with the choicest vine, and built a tower in the midst of it, and also hewed out a wine press in it, and he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth bad grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, I pray you, between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done to my vineyard, that I haven't done in it? Why, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, did it bring forth bad grapes? And now I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away its hedge, and it will be eaten up. I will break down its wall, and it will be trodden down. And I will lay it waste. It will not be pruned nor hoed, but there will come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain on it. For the vineyard of Yahweh of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plant. And he looked for justice, but look, oppression; for righteousness, but look, a cry. Woe to those who join house to house, who lay field to field, until there is no room, and you are made to dwell alone in the midst of the land. Yahweh of hosts revealed in my ears, of a truth many houses will be desolate, even great and fair, without inhabitant. For 10 acres of vineyard will yield one bath, and a homer of seed will yield but an ephah. Woe to those who rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, who tarry late into the night, until wine inflames them. And the harp and the lute, the tabret and the pipe, and wine, are in their feasts, but they do not regard the work of Yahweh, neither have they considered the operation of his hands. Therefore my people have gone into captivity for lack of knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitude are parched with thirst. Therefore Sheol has enlarged its soul, and opened its mouth without measure, and their majesty, and their multitude, and their pomp, and he who rejoices among them, descend into it. And man is bowed down, and a man is humbled, and the eyes of the lofty are humbled. But Yahweh of hosts is exalted in justice, and God the Holy One is sanctified in righteousness. Then the lambs will be shepherded as in their pasture, and wanderers will eat the waste places of the fat ones. Woe to those who draw iniquity with cords of falsehood, and sin as it were with a cart rope. Who say, let him make speed, let him hurry his work, that we may see it, and let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw near and come, that we may know it. Woe to those who call evil good, and good evil, who put darkness for light, and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes, and prudent in their own sight. Woe to those who are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mingle strong drink. Who justify the wicked for a bribe, and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Therefore as the tongue of fire devours the stubble, and as the dry grass sinks down in the flame, so their root will be as rottenness, and their blossom will go up as dust, because they have rejected the law of Yahweh of hosts, and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore is the anger of Yahweh kindled against his people, and he has stretched forth his hand against them, and has struck them, and the mountains tremble, and their dead bodies are as refuse in the midst of the streets. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. And he will lift up an ensign to the nations from far, and will hiss for them from the end of the earth, and, look, they will come with speed swiftly. None will be weary nor stumble among them, none will slumber nor sleep, neither will the loincloth of their loins be loosed, nor the strap of their sandals be broken. Whose arrows are sharp, and all their bows bent, their horses' hoofs will be accounted as flint, and their wheels as a whirlwind. Their roaring will be like a lioness, they will roar like young lions, yes, they will roar, and lay hold of the prey, and carry it away safe, and there will be none to deliver. And they will roar against them in that day like the roaring of the sea, and if one looks to the land, look, darkness and distress, and the light is darkened in its clouds.